from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Zero Risk, Smart, Lasting, Clean. Mike Squid and Ali Mack hanging out with you here Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Thanks for making us a part of your daily commute or ride or wherever you're listening at, maybe on the Odyssey app. Happy and lucky to be hanging out with you. Two morning people, me and Ali, and then you have Bo, who has a little bit of an identity crisis when it comes to whether or not he's a morning person, but he's here nonetheless, and he seems to be in good spirits, Ali. I'll be honest with you. It's a little bit of a coin flip every now and then, but he's good today.
Well, I guess I am a morning person when it comes to waking up. I'm like you, is I can't lay in bed. And my wife, you never are in bed when I wake up. I go, yeah, because you wake up. You and I deal with things differently. You'll wake up and roll over and lay in bed and go back to sleep. As soon as I wake up, I'm up.
Not for you.
I just don't want to be talking a lot to people. That's why. I wake up at 3:15 every morning, okay. And they're all like, why do you wake up so early? Because I don't get here till 5. And I said, well, because I need an hour of just me time.
He needs a buffer hour.
Yeah. That makes sense. I have a friend that has to get in the tub for a half hour every single morning.
I'm sorry, what?
That is a little bit much. Why does Grant do that?
I was going to say, does your friend's name rhyme with slant?
Not Grant, but they know what works for them. They have to soak for a half hour before they do anything.
I have a friend that has to shower before bed and when they wake up, and I just think that's the craziest thing.
Well, that's
ever.
Carl, like,
you
Dukes.
Have to be one or the other.
That's Carl. Carl Dukes has talked about this before. He takes like 4 showers a day.
Yeah,
and I'm like, dude, your water bill. You, I mean,
seriously,
that's a lot.
Seriously, Allie, I'm curious. My wife and I were having this conversation watching the Olympics. We're going to get into this Falcons article on ESPN that. Oh, a little bit of a, I don't know, I'm going to call it a hit piece, but there's some inside information that I don't think kind of sits right with me. But we'll get to that in just a second. Allie, my wife and I were kind of talking the other day, and obviously I was lucky enough to play college football and the NFL and everything else. But she believes her to be the kind of the athlete in our relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm not really, I'm like, where do you come out with that idea? Like, where do you, you know, she was like a, cheerleader in high school, and she did gymnastics growing up. But she swears, she's like, I was an elite athlete. I'm like, what's going on? Like, what do you come up with? Were you athletic? Did you play sports? Was that something you were even interested in?
Yeah, I did cheerleading and I did cross country. So I did, but I was also
running.
Well, but I was also a weird theater kid, and I did improv. Like, it was very cool. I was director.
Please tell me
improv
there's a video
troupe.
Back there somewhere of you doing improv.
Yes, I have videos.
My God. Yes.
But your wife is chasing toddlers. That takes athletic skills.
She, and granted, like, I'm sure. And then when I, you know, when I talk to my mother-in-law, she's like, she was elite. You know, I'm like, okay, let's calm down a little bit. I'm not trying to take any credit away, but it's always funny because we're watching the Olympics and she's like, you know, just in awe of the gymnast. And I'm like, it's really cool. It's you know, I'm not trying to take anything away. And I'm like, you know, they're great athletes. But she thinks of herself kind of in that realm. And I'm like, I don't know about that. So it's always a fun conversation to have. The Olympics has been a lot of fun to watch. I know that you've, you know, kind of kept tabs on it too. What you a gymnastics person, swimming? What's going on?
I love watching the gymnastics. I know I did gymnastics when I was little. And when it got to the point where they were going to have me compete, I was like, no, I only do it for fun. And I quit. And I wish now that different. I had stuck with it. So whenever I watch the gymnastics, I'm like, I wish my parents had made me stay in this. But
yeah,
it's really cool to see Simone Biles back. I mean, what a legendary story to take time for yourself and then come back stronger at 27, which apparently is ancient for gymnastics.
I want to see a sports science kind of on like how she's, you know, 12 and a half, 13 feet in the air, and she's like all of 4 foot eight. It's like the most amazing thing to watch.
Insane. There are rumors now that she might come back for the next one.
I'm ready for it. I'm here for it. I'll be honest with you. All right, let's talk about this Jeremy Fowler piece and Mark Raimondi kind of teamed up. You know, Mark Raimondi is the ESPN beat writer for the Atlanta Falcons. Jeremy Fowler, the quote-unquote insider for ESPN. They talked to a team source. Now, there's a couple of things that came out of this I want to get to. First and foremost, some members of the scouting staff, which Morris inherited when he was hired, didn't share the same level of love for Penix, but they did like him. The scouts liked UCLA pass rusher Liatu Latu a lot as a potential option. Now, look, we can dive into, you know, where this source is this person inside the building, whatever it may be. But I just have a hard time believing that when you're going to make a move like this, that not everybody's on the same page. And according to this article, Bo, there were people in the room that even during the draft were like, oh, yay, yeah, that was cool. I don't know about that. That was cool. I'm just not buying that, dude. Like, come on. Everybody's got to be on the board to do something like this.
Yeah, I was reading that in that part where it said that the three people that celebrated the hardest were Fontenot, Raheem, and Arthur because they knew. And, like, I think when you're in that room, you're openly talking about it. Like, that's the whole point of the war room is that's a close-knit group that and they're discussing openly in there who they're going to take. So to say that this isn't draft day with Kevin Costner where no one knows that he made the call and he took Vontaze Mack or whatever the linebacker that in that movie. I believe everyone
isn't
knew.
Isn't Anton Smith the running back in that movie?
I remember hearing the highlight film that they showed.
I never watched it. Probably. Yeah, the highlight film was Anton Smith.
The reality of the situation is once they put the call in, everyone knew in there. Was everyone on board? I mean, I don't think so. I think there's always – I think that's a healthy – that's healthy discourse. And in any war room or any organization, you should kind of see both sides of everything, whether it's a player or whatever. If you have a bunch of yes men, your organization normally goes up in flames.
Yeah.
That's not the real way to run it. I just think that to pit people against each other is a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. And also in this article, and it they do a good job of kind of acting like it's new news, but, you know, Cousins, Camp was stunned the team had drafted a first-round quarterback. I do believe, Allie, there was probably a lot of surprise there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they were informed that there was a possibility of a quarterback. But like the article, you know, kind of points to, this team expects to be good, so it's not like they're going to have another shot at a top 10 quarterback anytime soon if Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris have their say in it. But I think Kirk Cousins probably was a little bit stunned when you take Michael Penix today. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, I wonder if there would have been a different decision before, if he had had that information before he signed on with the Falcons. But, Mike, I'm curious, because you have football experience, how would you have felt in this situation?
Yeah, I've actually gone back and forth on this a number of times. I wouldn't have liked it, to be honest with you. I wouldn't have liked it. And I think Kirk's done a great job. And Bo and I got a chance to catch up with him last week. But he's done a great job of kind of pivoting, you know, some of the talk. And he's like, I can't control any of that. But let's be honest. This guy moved his family from Minnesota, where he was in a great situation with a very good wide receiver core and a team that they felt like they were building in the right direction. I don't know what that – I guess my question would be, what was Minnesota telling him about their immediate plans? Were they going to draft a quarterback too? Were they stuck on J.J. McCarthy as well, and was he looked at as a bridge option up there? That would be my question. I don't know what those conversations were like. You know what I mean? So
they did tell him that they wanted to draft a quarterback. They didn't really tell him necessarily where.
So did Atlanta. I mean,
I think that what their non-committal of a long-term deal made that a not great situation for him.
Right.
And the fact that they had never, they hadn't got it. If they wanted Kirk, look, if you have a, this is why I think Max Fried's gone there. If you have a guy in your building and you want him to stay in your building right. for a few years,
yep.
the last thing you ever want is for that guy to get to free agency. It is why the Dolphins just re-upped Tyreek Hill with 3 years left on his deal. You go through and look, it's why the Dolphins just redid Tua's contract because they're like, we're not going to chance this. You know, you can say, well, the Ravens wanted Joe Flacco. That's why he got no. The Ravens didn't know if they wanted Joe Flacco in 2012. They had to keep Joe Flacco after 2012 because of winning a Super Bowl for that team. So that's it for me. Allie, I do think it, not a football player, I think it would have changed his mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have went. There was other places he could have went.
It sounds to me, and I'll jump in too, Bo, because I want you to talk on this as well, and both of y'all. It sounds to me like the situations were a lot more similar than he was probably thinking they were at the time, right? I mean, it sounds to me like the Atlanta Falcons probably sounded more committal up front
right.
about the immediate future, yet the money's not the same coming out of Minnesota, but they were in a lot of the same situations. And I think your point's very valid, Bo, that if you, in the long term, want him around, then show that man the money, right? I mean, you could have had this dealt with, months before this came to a head, and he did enter free agency. But
yeah.
you knew you had to give money to Justin Jefferson as well.
Yeah, and you let go of Danielle Hunter basically to sign Jonathan Greenard for a little bit cheaper, but the same position, and you hope you're going to get that production. Look, what I would say too is I think the good thing for this Kirk Cousins is they got their forever home. I believe they're going to live here eventually. Once he retires, they'll live here. I don't know. It could be he could have 3 years here because you don't know when Penix is going to be ready. And Penix has looked good, but he hasn't looked great. He's done some things good, but he hasn't done everything great. And you don't know where his progress is as far as when he gets out there. And we won't know. We're going to see what we see this week and then Friday, but how much are we really going to know about him? Because we've seen guys look good in the preseason and then not look so good when they get against a defense that actually is preparing for them.
Allie, we got a chance. So Bo and I talked to Kirk last week, and of course, one of the things I brought up, I was like, man, what's it like living around your in-laws?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because that is...
Yeah.
That's okay. You know, listen, you don't have to say anything. I don't want you to incriminate yourself, okay? But I'm just saying it's a different mix when you're around the in-laws, and you know, things are a little bit crazier. But Kirk was awesome, man. He pointed to the fact that, you know, he loves his father-in-law and he loves them being around the kids and they're great grandparents to his kids. So they're just likable people. I'll be honest, the whole thing surrounding him is I hope he plays well in Atlanta and I hope he's here for a long time. But
well, and I was a little bit curious how Michael Penix is feeling in the situation, because when you watch quarterback and you saw Kirk Cousins talk about his draft with Washington, he was like, wait a minute, they already have a quarterback.
Yeah,
so I'm never going to get to play.
And honestly, Allie, that's a great point, because I don't know that we've done enough talking about Michael Penix's feelings, because it doesn't seem, and this is going to sound kind of blunt, doesn't seem like it matters right now.
Right.
Right. I mean, he's under contract with Atlanta. He's a rookie. He doesn't feel any pressure, I can't think. Or maybe he does, Bo. I mean, maybe he's looking at this situation going, you know, I'm a first-round pick. They're going to show Kirk the door in 2 years. I got to go ball out in preseason because it might be my only action for the next couple of years.
No, absolutely not. That's the worst way to look at it. Honestly, he should look at this and say, everything I do is going to be to learn and to prepare for if something happens. Because he's going to be the backup, despite whatever nonsense you've heard from other people. He will be the backup here behind Kirk Cousins for the next 2 years at least. But he just needs to be ready. He needs to be a sponge, take everything in. And then when you have your moment, that's when even then, I don't want you putting too much pressure on yourself. But there should be no pressure on him or himself putting pressure on it, you know, in this preseason games, because that's not what it's about. It doesn't matter. There's nothing you're going to do to make yourself the starter.
Coming up on In the Huddle, one of these kickers is getting broke off and paid, and a QB1 in the NFL throwing hands at practice, man. Don't want to miss that. That's coming up on the In the Huddle. Stick with us on the Morning Shift. It's Mike Squid and Allie Mack. Stick with us.
Don't.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Touch that dial. This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Squid, Allie Mack. You can find her on the socials at Allie Mack Radio. And you'll want to follow her. She's a good follow, man. Living the dream right now. She's living the absolute dream. Just living the newlywed life. Yes. Running, vacations, date nights, purple dresses, all the above, man. Grant just doing it right. I love it. We've talked a little bit, and we're going to get in the huddle in just a second. We're going to talk about some of the NFL news that's going on. New kicker contracts, a couple of DUIs that I don't know if I want to talk about, and also a quarterback fight that you might want to pay attention to. You've been in radio for a while now. I'm curious. So I listened to you do country music radio. Was there a country musician that you enjoyed either playing or having on or interviewing? Somebody you got to interact with?
You know who I was worried about and I was nervous to interview because I thought he might just be a little spicy was Blake Shelton. But he just turned out to be the coolest down-home guy.
And thank goodness you said that. I felt myself tensing up going, no, Blake, no, don't be mean.
But the thing about country music is all those artists basically come from nothing. So they're all grateful and they will come to your station. They will come talk to you. They play the game. Like they are good. They are just so grateful for their fans and truly appreciate everything they're given.
Yeah. Do you have a country musician that you just rock out to still to this day where you're like, I mean, are you a country music fan?
Absolutely.
You had to have been, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I just went to Kane Brown this summer and Tim McGraw.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Tim McGraw is just
still doing it. But he had like the white V-neck t-shirt on, the Fruit of the Loom.
But you know it's tailor-made for him just perfectly. I was like, how can someone make a white t-shirt look that good?
Good for his seamstress, because that thing is just painted on right now.
Insane.
I'm a Tim McGraw fan, Bo.
Yeah, I liked him in 1883.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not the year, the actual show.
Yeah.
You said you watched House of Dragons last night. Is it?
Dragon.
House of the Dragon.
Did you finish it?
Day-Day finished it. He's getting the thumbs up. I was a massive Game of Thrones fan. Have not gone that route, though, with any of the spinoff kind of things.
Well, this isn't a spinoff. It's a prequel, really.
That's the same thing.
That's the same thing.
No, it was before.
I didn't say sequel. I said spinoff, bro.
Based on the same series.
I don't think it's a spinoff. It's a prequel. It's been good so far. I think it's only going to be 3 seasons, maybe 4 at the most. But it's been a slow build. Like the first season,
of course it was. Game of Thrones was the slowest build ever.
But this was even slower. The first season, like nothing happened, and there was a lot of jumping around. This second season was much more in one timeline. Was all in really one timeline, and it had action without a ton of action. Season 3 is going to be just absolutely chaos, and I'm ready for it, but I'll have to make sure I hang on until 2026 because that's probably when it'll be.
Well, speaking of being ready for it, this hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean. Let's go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the morning shift.
Kansas City Chief has signed Harrison Butker, the kicker, to a contract extension that makes him the NFL's highest paid kicker, according to Adam Schefter yesterday. $6.4 million per year. And I think you said it yesterday, Bo. I don't know where the Chiefs continue to just come up with money at, dude. Like, everybody's getting paid on their roster.
Yeah, it's interesting where the money is coming from. They just paid Chris Jones absolute just truckload of amount of money. So Mahomes is seemingly going to get his contract redone
at some point,
soon.
Yeah.
Because he's not even, like, I think top 5 or 6 paid quarterbacks in the league. And he's probably, you know, so you remember how we had that kind of real quick, we had that conversation yesterday about the Tyreek Hill. Was he the best player overall? And I was listening to Randy on the way home, and Randy was like, well, first off, Patrick Mahomes, as long as he's on the field, he's the best player in football. Sure. But then, you know, talked about how good Tyreek Hill was. But that's the thing for me is Patrick Mahomes is the best player in football. How is he not the highest paid? But that's how it goes because you can't redo these deals.
Yeah.
He'll get his soon, but I don't know how they keep paying players.
Allie, tomorrow you'll get to participate in what we call Which One Wednesday, where I'll give you guys a choice to make. One of the ones last week, would you rather be a kicker in the NFL or a closer in Major League Baseball? Which one's a little bit more stressful?
Man, I want that closing spot.
Yeah?
For MLB. Yeah, I mean, Rysel, when he comes out and he does his song, like Grant and I always put our fingers up.
I love that. Oh, did you just hear that?
Yeah.
That was a moment of emotion from Mr. McCauley.
Yeah.
See, those are the things that we want, that Grant has his rituals.
Slow
motion. He'll play the song, too. He'll play it. The Black Eyed Peas song.
Slow motion point to the sky from Grant McCauley.
We're at home, right? Where's Truist? Bottom of the, and say Grant's at home that night. Bottom of the 8th, gets last out. All of a sudden, Grant's phone starts playing, or the Alexa starts playing the Black Eyed Peas song, and Grant
does his... He's got the Alexa routine built in, you know what I mean? He's got the lights and everything else. Alexa, do the intro music. Bah, bah, bah.
He's going to kill me, by the way.
I love it, man. I love it. Hey, Daniel Jones yesterday was in a little bit of scuffle at the Giants and Lions crossover practice. He kind of got a couple of swings. You never want to see those off-color jerseys, I guess, when it comes to quarterbacks. I mean, I'm not sure I'd want to see Kirk Cousins mixing it up tonight or today down in Miami and being a part of anything like that. Brian Burns had some words about that.
Daniel got jiggy with it. Daniel was out there with it?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'm gonna need him to back up. I'm gonna need him to back up. Let his O-line handle that. But Daniel, he's a competitor, man. He's a fighter, so I don't expect nothing less from him. But I don't need him in that. I don't need him to get hit. Yeah, need to keep him healthy.
Mike, who was it last week when they finally put the pads on and we saw the first fight in camp, and it was an offensive lineman and a linebacker. And the offensive lineman was the linebacker was mad, and he slaps dude back of the helmet or back of the guardian cap.
It was Bergeron, and if you say the linebacker's name, I'll know he was in the XFL.
That was Eifler.
Yeah, Milo Eifler.
And
they were going at it pretty good.
And the last thing, and I brought that up, Allie, to say the last thing I want my starting quarterback to do, who is injury prone already, is to be using his hands to hit another player.
Right.
In the open palm.
In a hard shell or object that could, you know, damage said hand.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those hands.
Do you ever consider yourself a fighter, Allie? You ever just get in a scuffle back in the younger days?
No, I'm
I see
I'm
a little bit of guilt in those eyes.
I mean, maybe a little
bit. I don't want to talk about it. No. No.
There are a few times things could get heated. I mean, when I believe something, I believe it strong. Yeah. But
somebody cut you in line for a beer at a country concert. And you're like,
yeah. Hey. Excuse me. No cuts.
No man.
No cuts. No butts. No coconuts. Yeah.
It's even worse if it's a porta potty. So.
Speaking of which, shameless plug. Top Five Tuesday is top five signs that you suck as a person. So that won't want to miss that. I'll have to fill Allie in on the whole shopping cart situation from last week as we get on that. Texans starters will play in the Steelers in the second preseason game against the Steelers. I'm here for it. I think this is a young team that is on the rise. I don't think you want to see a sophomore slump out of D'Amico Ryans. I think he knows how big some of these reps are. I don't know how long they'll play, but nonetheless, I think it's going to be okay to see C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, and those guys get after it.
Is, you know, and I'm interested also in what you think, but do we just make way too much of this? Like, who plays when? Because I think every team and every coach wants to do it differently, and I don't know if there's a right or a wrong way, because so much has changed about the preseason to the point now where these joint practices are almost more important than they've ever been, and the preseason is less important than it's ever been in some ways for the starters.
Well, here's D'Amico Ryans talking about why he thought it was important.
I think everybody needs that opportunity to go to the ground a couple times in the game to just get up, dust yourself off, and know you're good, right? And I'm okay. Like, I can go to the ground and get up. So you just have to go through and play live reps of football before live action comes in September. So you'll see our ones go out and get reps this week versus Pittsburgh.
You know, I think he brings up a good point, and it's something that I kind of take for granted because it was different. There was different rules when I was playing. But a lot of these guys, they haven't been on the ground yet. And I'm talking about even the linemen included, which would never have been a thought, you know, 15 years ago. But I can count on one hand, I think, the amount of people we've actually seen on the ground at the Atlanta Falcons practice out there in Flowery Branch. So brings up a little bit of a good point, right? I mean, got to do it at some point.
Then just kind of practice. Well, they just practice falling down, kind of like Tua used to do for a while.
get this man.
And you know, in reality, I understand that, and I think there is something to be said for that first time you get hit. You know, it just kind of brings back. I think that's what Kirk Cousins really wants. You know, I don't mean to bring everything back to our team, but that's one thing that Kirk, why he wanted to play in the preseason, was he wanted to get hit once or twice before he's there and know how he feels.
Yeah, look, and I'll be excited to see football with guys on the ground, and we saw it in the Hall of Fame game last week, and I'm here for it. I'm impatient, Allie, when it comes to preseason. Like, let's get this thing rolling.
Right.
I don't need 4 weeks preseason games,
right,
or 3 weeks, whatever it is. Now.
So you want more real season
let's
games?
Go.
Could you do that?
Don't you dare take me out of context like that. I didn't say that. Don't let those players come for me. The PA, if you're the NFL PA and you're listening, no, I didn't say that. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about those Atlanta Braves and a massive set of series coming up for them. Big road trip. Philly's coming to town very, very soon. We'll get the outlook on the Braves. And a Top 5 Tuesday on Mic'd Up to remember top 5 indicators that you might suck as a person. Don't want to miss that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stick with us on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910.
It's more than just sports talk. This is the Morning Shift.
I'm in. Me too. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, Lasting Clean. We're going to get to a Top 5 Tuesday in just a second. Also, some Braves talk coming up. Mike Squid and Allie Mack hanging out with you here on this Tuesday morning. Guys, I got to tell you, though. Yesterday, I turned on the Olympics, and you're going to get to see it right here on this TV, actually, right now. One of the most incredible sporting events at the Olympics that I don't know if I realized how incredible it was, and I'm paying attention yesterday because Woodstock's own Emma Hunt is part of the competition over there. And there was actually a women's world record set yesterday, but 49 feet in the speed climbing, and they're going up in about 6 seconds. I think the men who we just watched on the TV in front of us going up faster than that. Insanity. Like, insanity.
Yeah, it does not look real the way they are flying up there. It looks like someone's ziplining them right up this wall.
Well, and Allie, we had this conversation yesterday. Like, what sport at the Olympics do you think you could just blend in? Like, if you just were like, I'm going to show up at the Olympics, what do you think you blend in? And obviously, we came up with, like, archery.
Okay.
Like, you know, like,
all the
shooting competitions. It's like, I'm not going to blend in on the track. Like, if I get in a pool, I'm sinking to the bottom.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The kayaking is so chaotic.
That's a great point.
I feel like I could splash around.
I saw them. They're kayaking. They're going around the pole, you know, doing the circle. You're so spot on with that.
Well, Ali sent us this little thing that you can put your weight and your height in and figure out which Olympic sport you would be.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do it already?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. What was it? I'm going to save mine. I think I'm going to do mine during the wake-up call.
I got shooting, which I mentioned, and wrestling.
Wrestling, really?
Yeah. Wrestling?
Yeah.
So. Probably an interesting. Do you know what you got?
I got. It was gymnastics was one of them.
Okay.
Or maybe
I can see that.
Yeah. Well, I'm a lot taller than you thought I would be, right? Yeah, right. So. It also said I could do distance running, which kind of tracks with me as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I think you're spot on with that.
Oh, and rugby as well.
You got rugby.
Oh no! Wait, it moved.
Rugby.
No, actually, it moved. Yeah, rugby's still in there. Yep. All right, still in rugby.
Keep the dream alive there, Bo.
But shooting, that's what I'd probably do.
All right. Speaking of keeping the dream alive, the Braves back in action tonight. They start a 3-game set with the Brewers. Colin Ray against Bryce Elder. We talked about this yesterday a little bit, Bo, but a disappointing weekend for the Braves, specifically on offense. But how many times do we say that on a Monday coming off a bad Sunday? You would love to see them start winning these series and not just splitting them, especially with teams like the Marlins, but they'll get the chance against a pretty good Brewers team tonight.
Yeah, and they took 2 or 3 from the Brewers last week in Milwaukee, so just go do it again, and it's kind of very similar. You got Colin Ray tonight going against Bryce Elder. We know what Elder is. It's what I say last week, good Bryce, bad Bryce. We need good Bryce again. We just need average Bryce. We just don't need bad Bryce because Colin Ray's got a few different pitches he wants to use almost evenly, with his sinker, cutter, sweeper, and four seam. So just score early and just give us good Bryce. Please, good Bryce, good Bryce, good Bryce.
Allie, how often do you make it over to Truist Park? Because obviously with your husband going there quite often, I'm curious if you're just like, I think I'll go tonight too.
Yes, there are some nights I'll go, and sometimes Grant will come out of the press box and slum it with me if, the regular stands.
Okay, I'm angry with him because I asked him last week on the show. I said, Grant, what's the best place to sit in Truist Park?
Yeah.
And he just, brushed me off, and he goes, I'm in the press box all the time, Mike. I don't really know.
No, he said I sit in the same seat every night.
Slums it with the regular folk out there in the stands. I got issues with him. We're gonna have to cover this. So, but obviously, I'm sure that's pretty fun. I can't imagine that he's not biting his fingernails during most of these games, but nonetheless,
of course he is. But the best place to go with Grant is the game use store.
Okay.
Because he can point, he's like, okay, so this is what was happening when this ball was thrown, and this is what was happening when this base was thrown. It's just incredible because he can just pull it out of his mind.
Yeah.
So,
you make me want to go watch a game with Grant, to be honest with you.
Maybe we should sell VIP tickets. Yeah. I'm hearing another stream of income.
I'll go to a Braves game with Grant.
Sounds
you
like
go to my house and watch Real Housewives with my wife.
Awesome.
And it'll just be a whole event.
You got
we'll
a
just
deal.
Make it an entire event.
I think that Allie and Lindsay might get more out of that than you might. And that's not a knock on Grant. I just think Grant's going, I'm not opening up.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's something I've never even done, is watched a Braves game with Grant. Sat down and watched. I mean, that would be a hell of a radio promotion. Hey, Mike, Conti, I got a radio promotion. Let's just Allie's already given us permission to do it, so we don't need Grant. But
we're going to call it Games with Grant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I think we're on to something.
Games with Grant. I mean, the alliteration there.
Have to be road games, though, because we know he wants to sit in his seat in the press box. So,
hey, it's Top 5 Tuesday. Let's get him mic'd up.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Mic'd Up is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Now, Allie, here's where this comes from. Last week, I told a story. Up in Sandy Springs, my wife and I went to Home Depot last week. It's a Home Depot next to a Costco. All right. Some lady went to Costco, but she parked in front of Home Depot. And when she unloaded her cart in front of Home Depot, she kind of pushed her cart towards Costco, but put it right between two handicap spots and just kind of left it there.
No.
Well, my wife grabbed it. She walked up right in the lady's backup camera and said, "The cart goes over there," and points at the cart corral. Lady rolls the window down, gives my wife the middle finger. My wife gives it right back to her, and it was an event.
Your wife is a rock star.
She's kind of a beast, I'll be honest with you. Now, when I talked about this on the show, a lot of people called in, got on the X, and let us know that it's a big indicator of whether or not you're a good person, whether or not you push the cart back to the cart corral. It's a whole dynamic. Like, there's like graphs online that I didn't even realize were a thing. There's also a Twitter account that tracks people and videos them when they don't push their cart back.
Oh, yeah. So, you can get into big fights with that.
Big fights. So I'm not going to include that in today's top five signs that you might suck. And I'm not going to include putting your cart back. I also, I can't remember, Bo, what you said earlier, because you're like, make sure you include this. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'll let you talk about it.
Well, you know, my biggest, I got a couple of things. But one of the ones is if you've met someone multiple times and you can and you continue to introduce yourself like you're so much better. There's a person that used to play for the Falcons in the late 90s that is notorious for that. You know, he's got a lot of nicknames for himself, but you can probably figure it out. You know, there's another one that, you know, if you, you know, there are some people that you can tell when you're interacting with them that they're not listening to anything you say.
Yes.
But they're thinking.
I need you to stop. I need you to stop because I haven't gotten to my list yet. All right, I don't want you to step on my toes. Just wait.
Number five.
The one-uppers that always have a cooler story than yours. And I just want to make sure, Bo, that you weren't going there, because one of my least favorite things and a big sign that you might suck is when I'm telling you a story and you go, yeah, I've done that. I actually did that twice. And, yeah, it's not quite as hard as you were making it out to be. And I actually did that twice, maybe even three times.
Well, there's different versions of this one, too. To your point, it's also... Yeah, man. Well, I went to this place and they did that. And I mean,
you went to Colorado. I went to the South Pole. No big deal.
I think the same breath is when someone's telling a story and it's not even necessarily one up them, but you just start telling your story on top of them.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Make you turn
piggybacking.
You turn their story into your moment.
No.
All
right, we got to roll.
Number four.
How about this one? And this is something I didn't realize probably until the last couple of years. Publicly complaining about your significant other at all times. Publicly complain. Man, you know what? That's awesome. Your wife's so cool. My wife, she stinks. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, she wants to do this all the time. I can't stand hanging out with her. It's brutal.
You got to respect the marriage. That's not cool at all.
I don't need you to talk about how bad your wife or your girlfriend sucks. I really don't. It makes you look even crappier. And I think we could all agree to that. We all love our spouses here, and it is what it is.
Yeah, I think when you're in a public setting, you build your spouse up. Mm-hmm. If you're in a private setting, you have something that irks you, that might be a one-off you tell someone you trust, but no, you should always publicly build up your spouse.
Yeah. All right. We got to kind of speed through these. Let's move on, Dylan.
Number three.
This one happened to me when I was in jury duty, and it happened a couple of different times. And I thought maybe I'm the one that doesn't understand here. How about this one? Talking on speakerphone to somebody in a quiet room.
No.
Dear God, I have never wanted to punch somebody. Like, hey, man, what are you doing? And I'm just chilling at home. Oh, that's cool. And then they sit there. Yeah, I got to go to the grocery store later. I'm like, dude, stop.
It's the absolute worst. There should be ticketing for that.
Yeah, the citizenship revoked. Yes. You know what I mean? You got to move somewhere.
Remember when the Bluetooth earpieces came out?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I walk in line one day in the food court when the food court was still a thing at the mall, and this guy's like, "So what are you doing?" And I go,
"You're like me? What?
I mean, man, I just came to get some stuff." I'm on the phone. I was like, "Oh my bad, Mr. Bluetooth."
We got to hurry up, Dylan. Hit it.
Number two,
how about this one? Happened to me with a guy doing this the other day, driving like you're in a Formula One race, driving like you're the main character. I had a guy go around me on the right, almost had to Vaseline his bumper to get over in front of me. It was such a tight squeeze, and then immediately got in the left-handed turn lane. I wanted to punch him in the face, drag him out of his car, do all the different things. Are you a road rager? I know Bo is.
No, I am not a road rager. I got in an accident with my sister when I was 15. I drive like a grandma, and I'm proud of it.
Because
I always cross my fingers that there is a police officer nearby when there is a road rager going on.
I said the same thing the other day,
Bo. Rager.
No, you definitely a road rager. Definitely a road rager. Not a crazy driver, you're a road rager.
But
you hate the crazy drivers.
Well, yeah, like the guy that cut us off leaving Seckinger High School.
And what'd you say to that guy? You had choice words, so that makes you a road rager.
Yeah, then I text you choice words to him because he was in front of me.
All right, let's hit it, Dylan.
Number one.
And this one's pretty easy. Anytime you are rude to service workers, you just might suck as a person. It's the absolute least. I cannot stand it. And if I'm with people that are like this, I will refuse to go to dinner with them ever again.
It's terrible. Everybody should have to be a server for at least a month in their life to realize what a thankless job that is.
That's terrible.
You will be a better person when you come out the other side.
Absolute the worst. Bo, I know that you've been rude to a service worker or two in your life.
No, actually, I hate that. I was raised.
I'm just kidding. Don't call in.
No, I was raised not to do that. I also don't like people that want to show up late and make everything. I don't dislike them, but I have to change everything based on their preference. My buddy's going to be like, are you talking about me? No, I'm not, but you do that sometimes.
All right, the wake-up call is coming up next, 404-726-0929. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.